弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to all。
我想先做个祷告，因为神的感动是从今天早上开始的，所以我
比较紧张。
亲爱的主啊，谢谢你让我今天早晨感动我，让我能够做这个见证。主啊，我知道，我不知道该怎么样说，但是主啊，求圣灵引导我说当说的话，说造就的话，说荣耀你名的话。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
Lord, thank you. You have the touch to put me here today. I'm not sure what to talk, but you are going to help me to talk. And be with us. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. 我是其实我一直有这个感动想做见证，但是呢一直就是拖着。就像感恩节的时候，其实我也祷告过，我也想做见证，但是那个时候我没有这个感动。所以我真的是很感谢主，在这个年底不要欠神的债，因为真的神真的是恩典真的够我用。然后也是
okay, before I forget, I always have this urge to give testimony, but I have been procrastinating even during Thanksgiving. I wanted to do that but still haven't done, but I do know I want to say this before end of the year.
谢谢呀。感谢主，就是他真的是有预备。从去年十一月份的时候，因为就是房贷就是利率提高了，然后呢因为我的老板真的对我挺好，他还是让我干活。后来当我感觉就是他的生意不是很好，但是我就说我就先不干了。
Lord has been preparing for us. The interest rate of real estate has been really going up, and I continue to work even though our company's business was that good. But did you quit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, I stopped working.
Yeah. 很感谢主，就是我当我停下来，我想这神给的工作神拿去，我也很感恩。但是从那个时候的时候，就是有一个姐妹就是邀请，她发了个邀请，她就说，要背罗马书。
So after I quit my job, my sister invited me to memorize a book of Romans.
那个时候我们正好高弟兄还有那个李弟兄，我们星期一的那个希望小组正好开始学罗马书。
That was exactly the time our Monday Hope group started to learn this book.
抱歉，所以呢那个时候就开始了背诵罗马书。开始的时候就是因为我也没背过，所以我也很忐忑。
So as we started this effort, I've never tried that, and I was a little bit intimidated.
Yeah. 然后呢，真的是他们每次发一些，就说怎么样背经，有一些经验怎么样弄。然后呢，而且那里有祷告的服事，每天都有人为我们祷告。然后他还有一些定期的分享，背经的分享。
So they share different tips how to memorize this book. They also had daily prayers and daily sharings.
然后慢慢的我就是背诵圣经，我就慢慢真的是爱上了背经。因为刚开始的时候我就在想，就说我为什么背经呢，我就想把用罗马书传福音。
So over time I started to love this effort and I realized I can use rooms to teach.
慢慢背了以后呢，我真的是越来越喜乐，我就很喜欢背经。然后呢我不但自己背经呢，我还邀请其他的姐妹弟兄他们来参加一起背经。
And I just start to enjoy this so well that I start to invite more sisters to come join me.
三月份的时候呢，因为我听说有诗篇的背诵，然后我是最爱诗篇的，因为我刚信主的时候我唯一背的一个就是诗篇第一章。
So in March I heard there's another group memorizing Psalm. That is my favorite, one of my favorite.
所以因为他说要背七年，所以我说赶紧加进去，要不我进不去了。
And that's going to take 7 years, and you are late, right? So you cannot join.
I joined.
Okay, so he joined that group to memorize Psalm.
Yeah. 然后那是三月份，然后呢，就是我刚开始就背的时候，当时呢就是等到，因为我公公婆婆要来了，就是他们是原来就计划说四月份来嘛，然后呢，我是很感谢主，因为他真的是用话来装备我、预备我，因为就是刚开始来的时候，就是我发现就是公公发现得了胰腺癌。
So March was.Arrived before the time April that my in-law was going to come, so I was really well prepared, and my father-in-law came here with pancreas cancer.
Yeah. 那个时候呢，就是刚开始就是因为主要是平常日子有点懒散惯了嘛，就婆婆公公刚来的时候，因为每顿饭要做的话有点不适应。但是我很感谢主，就说我以前的话，就说他们来的时候我会有埋怨，我会跟别人去诉说，但是今年我没有。
So my days usually were not that structured, but my in-law came here and I learned to cook 3 meals daily. I used to complain this much of our work, but this year I did not complain anything.
今年的话，就是我就是像就是我换成了什么？就是、说我请大家为我公公婆婆祷告，然后我跟我婆婆，就是我婆婆在忧虑的时候，我跟我婆婆说，我为你祷告，我们都在为你祷告，而且呢，其他的弟兄姊妹也在为你祷告。
And instead, I invite brothers and sisters to pray for my in-law. And when my mother-in-law was not in good mood, I prayed with her.
No, for her, not
for her. For her.
Yeah. 所以呢，我是很感谢主，就是慢慢的，就是说，我是觉得，就是说我刚开始背经的时候呢，我就是等于就是自己在那，我就是每天比较认真的，就是跟随他们，因为每天要打卡，你要交作业，然后呢要背你的背东西，还有默写。
So I was grateful in the beginning. It was only just my individual effort.
Yeah. 然后呢，慢慢的话，我就发现，就是说真的神的话。在我心中的时候，他真的圣灵提醒我，就是说，就是我们是一个主，我们是一个灵，我们是一个肢体，然后肢体有，我们是一个身子，但是是一个身子有很多的肢体。
So gradually I was reminded, well, one group, well, one body, and on this body we have different branches and limbs working together.
Yeah, 所以我也是开始就说，愿意为大家祷告。
And I started to, I was willing to pray for all of us.
因为我不是说我祷告好，也不是说我会祷告，但是我想神愿意，就像圣经我也曾经说过一句话，就是人要有认知的心是神所喜悦的，不是照他没有的，是照他所有的。
Okay, so I'm not saying I'm good at praying or I know how to pray, but there should be a verse.
Just a second, okay. It's a Second Corinthians.Chapter 8:12. For if is the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have.
That was the verse she gave me when I first start to translate.
Yeah, 所以呢，我就是慢慢的话，我就是不仅仅爱上背经，然后呢，我也愿意就说为他人祷告，而且呢，就是慢慢的话，就是我就在想，就说现在呢，我又加了一个，就是在那个约翰一书，我又加了一个，就是我现在就是在想，就是说每天的话，其实就是他那个背经的时候，其中有一个是后加进来的，原来是没有的，他是默想。
How many groups are you in? So she's in three groups of memorizing the Bible. And one group was meditate?
No, every group has meditation.
Okay, every group has their own meditation.
Yeah, 刚开始的时候我就不是很明白就是为什么要去默想。
I was not quite clear why we need to meditate.
Yeah.但是呢，等到当我真的是静下心来思想神的话语的时候，我发现他这个话不是一个字句，他已经变活了。
But when I sit down, put aside everything but just meditate, I realize His words just come to life to me.
那我给你讲一个刚刚发生的事情，就是在黑色星期五，我带孩子们，因为他孩子们要想去买一些那个衣服，然后。
So Black Friday we were shopping.
那个时候呢，我就是去了，就是 Nordstrom， 进去以后呢，真的是琳琅满目，也打折，所以我的眼睛真的就那车里头就不由自主的往车里放东西。
Oh, so we got into Nordstrom. There were so many good deals. I just could not help putting things into my shopping cart.
Yeah. 然后呢，真的神的话语就出现在我的心中，是在那个约翰一书二章十五节。
So the first John 2 verse 12.Popped into my mind.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，凡人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他心里了。
Don't love the world too much. If you love the world too much, you're going to lose your heart to the Father.
所以呢，真的圣灵也提醒我，我就回家，然后呢，我就真的是把那个车里的东西就放回去，因为那没必要的。因为我老公知道，就是我买东西，我真的是看上我就很想买的，你知道吗？我就是那种占有欲啊。
So she emptied her shopping cart and went home.
然后呢，女儿也是很自觉，他们也就买了必用的，就买了一条裤子，所以我很感谢主。
And my daughters only bought things they have to get.
Yeah. 然后呢，就是我是觉得，就说，我在背罗马书的时候，我真的就是其中，在罗马书第七章的时候，我想跟大家分享一句，就是说，在第七章，你可以打开。
Rome chapter seven. Rome.
十八节。
为什么我看不见
呢？OK，就是我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。其实我很多的时候，我很愿意，因为我觉得，我很感谢主。我等一会儿你，OK。这我也知道，在我里头没有良善。
Rome 7 verse 18, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good.But I cannot carry it out.
我其实很多的时候真的是，我觉得自从我父亲去世以后，我是觉得真的老人在是福气。我真的很愿意，就是真的家里人，所以我觉得公公婆婆这次来的时候，我的心态已经完全改变了。我就是觉得不是累赘，是一个祝福，因为这是一个那个，这是一个是怎么说呢？天伦之乐。我是真的发自内心的，我欢迎他们，而且我出去买东西的时候，我总是想着他们需要什么东西。
So my heart changed since my dad passed away.I start to realize to have elders living with us is actually such a blessing. So I truly enjoy our in-laws living with us.
但是很多的时候，我有愿意做的心，我行不出来。
But even though I do have the desire to do good, but I cannot fully act it out.
Yeah, 有的时候真的就是急躁，然后呢，就说每个人的生活习惯不一样，所以呢，就是我有的时候就是一着急，可能就是让别人感觉我是对他。烦躁了的感觉。
I could get agitated and let people around me feel that I am agitated.
Yeah. 所以呢，我真的是，但是我很感谢主，就是我都跟我的婆婆讲清楚，我说我的心，上帝知道，我是好的，我有的时候态度不对，我是跟他道歉的。
But praise the Lord, I do apologize to them and I do let them know that I did not mean that.
Yeah. 我也很感谢主，就说真的是认识神是智慧的开端。
And I start to realize knowing our Lord better is truly the beginning of better wisdom.
所以呢，就说我是觉得，就说我们在教育儿女的时候呢，就说我很感谢主，就是我们其实我们从疫情开始，我们姐妹祷告，我们基本上就是已经两年了。
So I'm very grateful that during the COVID, sisters came together. We have been doing the mother prayers for about 2.5 years.
Two years.
I'm pretty sure it's 2.5 years.
Yeah, two. Yeah, we start. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. In the July. Yes, 2.5 years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以呢，我很感谢主，就是神真的是我认识，我觉得就是通过读圣经，我是觉得就是说圣经就是一个生命的粮，让我们能够不是在做小 baby， 让我们慢慢的渐渐长大，能够明白神的心意。
I'm really learning that I truly enjoy reading the Bible because that is our daily holy bread that nurture our life.
Yeah, 然后呢，我们慢慢觉得不是说只想着自己。
And we are going to stop just thinking for ourselves.
Yeah, 不是说光为自己祷告，也为他人祷告，也为不认识的人祷告，也为教会祷告。
Not just praying for ourselves, but for praying for people around us, even for strangers.
Yeah. 然后呢，就是我就是很感谢主，就是我还有一个就是见证，就是说真的是神让我就说懂得就是认识到就是。有一点就是说，就是什么事情要来求神的旨意，要祷告，来不是按着一个血气，就是不是按着肉身的血气去做事。
And I have learned one thing new that for everything we want to do, let's pray for His will, not just to prevail our flesh.
Yeah, 因为我就发现就是其中就是其实你想想就是说。咱们俗话说得好，就是锅碗还不都要互相碰一碰呢，何况家里都有一些的，就是说可能有一些在生活方式不一样的话，会有一些不同的认知。
In our households, you will always have kinds of conflicts.
Yeah, yeah. 所以我很感谢主，就说公婆来这么多年，我们这么几个月的话，我们虽然有一些就说在话语上的不同的认同，但是呢，我没有。没有真正的就是说真的是那种就是真的说完了可能就有点不互相不高兴，过一段时间过第二天可能当天过一会儿就好了，就是这样的，很感谢主，没有说我们就互相记恨这样的。
So I'm so grateful that my in-laws have been living with us. We may have some little minor conflicts, but we never got into any big major fight, things like that. So I'm so grateful.
Yeah, 我也很感谢主，真的神给我这个，我的老公真的是，他是尽心尽力，就是不断对父母孝顺，而且呢，真的是他是一个好父亲，而且他是一个好丈夫。我每次就是虽然我每顿饭做，但他不但上班，他还帮我洗碗、收拾家里。
I have to say good words about my husband. Where he is?
Here.
Yeah. He's loyal to his parents. He's a hard worker. Even though he works full time, support the family. He even helped me with chores at the house.
Yeah. 所以我很感恩。
I'm very grateful for him.
然后呢，就是发生一件事情，就是说，因为我的两个女儿今年在升学，然后呢，而且他们每个人呢不是五门 AP 就是六门 AP， 真的是很繁重的这个学业。然后呢，其实他们睡觉也不是很晚，就是有时真的做不完作业，要12点多钟，可能1点钟作业。我觉得大多数孩子可能都是会这样的，但是婆婆也是心疼孩子，说觉得这样做把身体搞坏了。
So I have twin daughters that are seniors in high school applying for college, and each is taking like 5 AP classes. That's a lot of work. So my mother-in-law was concerned how much time they could sleep.
Yeah, 所以呢，他就想用他的这个方法，就说要把他们的计算机收掉，把网关掉。然后呢，那个然后我们不是很同意。
So she wanted to intervene.With her way, by taking away the computer, shut down internet work, and urge them to go to bed, and we were not quite agreeing with that approach.
Yeah, 我就是跟他讲，我说现在因为还有一年离开了，我们关系比任何事情都重要。
And I told my in-law, we only have 1 year living together, and maintain the relationship is more important than any other thing else.
Yeah, 所以呢，就是但是呢，因为我婆婆就是她属于她是真的是发自内心的关心孩子，但是她的这个方式呢是用那种老年人，就是我是长辈，我要听我的，所以她就是一定要做这样做的时候呢，而且不但要这样做，而且还说要准备，就是说真的是当着我的孩子面来批评爸爸，来借机来教育孩子，这是我坚决反对的。
But my mother-in-law came from a different culture and background, so her value system is we should always listen to her. So she would preach to her son and kind of convince everyone should be really obeying her.
Yeah, 所以那天中午吃饭的时候，我就跟我婆婆坚决说，我可以说是用辩论会的方式，就是她说一句，我可以说三句的，然后我回复说不可以这样做，我说我不可以，我要在孩子面前给我老公面子。
And there was one time at lunchtime, I started to like debate with my mother-in-law, trying to defend for my husband, letting her understand the culture thing.
Yeah. 我虽然觉得我做是对的。
Even though I think I did the right thing.
但我还是真的是很生气，也很不平安。
But I was mad and I did not have peace when I was doing that.
Yeah, 我就心情一直就不能够平静，我就想找人倾诉。
And I had no peace. I wanted to vent to someone.
Yeah. 然后我真的感谢主，神给我一个姊妹，让我跟她倾诉。但是我不是埋怨，我只是把这件事实给她讲出来。我就觉得我不知道，因为我不希望跟她弄翻脸，但是我又不能够那样。我觉得我不知道该怎么样去把这件事情怎么样做。
But Lord gave me a sister that I got to vent to her. I was not trying to continue to fight, but I'm not quite sure how to reconcile.
然后呢，就是其中有一个姐妹，就跟我说，我可以为你的父母祷告。
And one sister say, I can pray for your in-law.
然后呢，我就把这个跟她断了以后，就突然就想到，我可以人和人倾诉，我为什么不和神倾诉
？After my conversation with her, I realized I could vent to her and converse with her. Why can't I vent and converse with Lord?
然后我就马上真的祷告，跟神祷告，我就说主啊，你来管这件事情，然后呢，也把那平安给我。
Right away, I start to pray, and Lord, I'm going to cast this over to you, and you come and take care of this thing.
然后神的一句话就马上进到我的脑海里，就是在诗篇119章。
Psalm 119.
Yeah. 然后呢，103。
Psalm.
119章。
哪个 verse？
103。
Okay, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
就是我的言语，你的言语在我堂上堂何其甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。我在想，真的是我每天都审神的话语，背诵神的话语。那我整天真的是，我有时候跟我老公也开玩笑，就说我们就看那些那个小羊啊，小那个那些羊啊什么的，就生活在草地上，他们就是在躺在面包上。那我是实在是我也是生活在蜜罐子里，因为我整天被神的话语包围。
And I had this.A verse popped in my mind. I sometimes I make fun with my husband. He said, look at the little animals out there. They just have the pasture they live on. And they were like really living on all supplies. I myself have been living in a honey jar. The same thing.
Yeah. 所以我心中那个担子那个石头马上就落下来了，就真的想起了那个重担全脱落的感觉。
Right away my burden was off.
我真的很感谢主，因为我觉得这是神没有应许我们天色长蓝，但是呢，神让我们能够学会依靠他，能够走过每一天。
I'm so grateful because Lord said the sky may not always be blue, but He carried us through every day.
然后呢，最近我们在那个背那个约翰一书的时候，其中有一段话，我也真的是和大家共勉，就是他说就是现在是末时了，如今是末时了。
One thing in First John, it reminded me.
Chapter two.
Verse 18. 约翰一书对吧？再说我记不住。
Oh, okay. 2:18. 小子们呐、啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来啊，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此你们就知道如今是末时了。
So First John chapter 2:18, dear children, this is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
然后呢
，22.
Yeah.那么谁是说谎的呢？不是那否认耶稣为基督的吗？否认父与子的，那就是敌基督。
22. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son.
Yeah, 因为我是真的是我在我刚刚信主的时候，我很喜欢听别人讲道。
When I was a new believer, I enjoy people's preaching.
Yeah, 不管是电视上还是收音机的，我都很喜欢听。
Either over the radio or from the TV, I enjoy everything.
那有一天呢，就是我当我听到那个看到那个 Joe Austin 的时候，我是觉得他这个口才真的很好。
And one day I ran to Joe Austin, I admired him.
但是我听了一次，我觉得很好。等到听第二次的时候，我就觉得缺了什么。
But the second time I thought he was lacking something in his message.
Yeah.然后呢，我就正好那会儿季弟兄还在，我就问季弟兄，我说不知道为什么他的信息里没有讲主耶稣钉十字架，也没有想悔改。
And I was fellowship with Brother G, and I thought that his message did not have like Jesus was put onto the cross and how to repent.
Yeah, 这样永远都是 blessing.
All his message is about great blessings.
就让我想起了人有多大产，人有多大胆，地有多大产。
That reminds me how dare you want to dream, you probably can get them all.
Yeah. 所以呢，我真的是从此我就不再去听了。所以我也一直都真的是，我想真的很感谢主，因为为什么我当时能够感觉出来，就是因为我刚刚信主的时候，我每天都读神的话语。我想圣灵真的是圣灵在我心中告诉我那是不对的，这就是敌基督。
I then stopped listening to him right away, because really from all the Bible reading, I thought that was a key element missing from his message, and that could be the Antichrist.
Yeah, 所以我很感谢主，就说真的是，这一路带领吧，就是说真的是，虽然说我有软弱，我有就是很多的时候就说别人看我就说你有的时候别人说啊你这个样子一点都不像基督徒，但是我知道神没有放弃我，神不是因为我做得好而喜欢我，神真的是他是因为他拣选了我们，他在末世之前就拣选了我们，就创世之前就拣选了我们。
So Lord actually carried me through. I was not perfect, and some people could judge me like, you're not like a Christian, but He did not forgive up on me, and He chose me. He will ensure to carry me through my journey.
Yeah. 然后呢，我有最后一句话，然后呢，送给弟兄姊妹做你我的共勉，就是说，愿我们就是把读经和祷告当做呼吸和吃饭一样，成为我生命的一部分。谢谢。
Let's encourage each other that reading Bible and prayer will be our daily practice, so we can motivate and encourage each other.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我在选这首诗歌之前，我希望唱完之后有人上来做见证。
Oh, you chose this hymn, right? I was hoping someone would come up after this hymn.
对，我们姐妹分享到，神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
Our sister shared even before the world creation, we were chosen.
所以神定下的旨意，他是照着他的旨意而工作的。
So he set up his will and he worked for his will.
所以呢，我们看见说，神工作不会离开他工作的法则。
So we can tell that his work would not really deviate from his principle.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们，他是随己意而行作万事。
Ephesians told us, and he did his work based on his will.He accomplished all based on his own will.
所以我们弟兄姐妹一定要记住一件事情，神工作不是凭着他高兴什么就做什么。
So we brothers and sisters, we need to hold one thing tight, that Lord does not work on things whatever he wants to.
是神有绝对完全主宰的权柄。
He has the authority to control all.
但是你看主耶稣他在地上工作的时候，行事为人的时候，他也不是他爱怎么高兴什么就做什么。
But you can tell when Jesus was even working on the earth, he was not doing things just by his own will.
因为高兴是在情绪层面的。
Because you can do whatever based on your mood is based on our daily mood.
但是神工作，他的旨意不是根据他高兴。
But Lord's work, his principle was not based on his like daily mood.
因为圣经中有一句话，他的旨意是跟他的喜悦摆在一起的。
Because his will was based on his joy.
所以罗马书十二章告诉我们，他那善良、全权、可喜悦的旨意。
Can somebody read? Thank you. Can you read loud for me?Rome 12.
罗马书第一第十二章第二节那里，他的旨意是善良、全权、可喜悦的。那就你就重点把那个喜悦的旨意就可以了。
OK， 罗马书第几章 ？Sorry， 在第几节？
对，
第二节。OK， Do not conform to the pattern of the world, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve.What God's will is, His good, pleasing, and a perfect will.
所以呢，同时我们也看见以弗所书也告诉我们，神照他旨意的喜悦，就使我们在基督里面得着儿子的名分。
Ephesians also mentioned he performed everything based on his will, and that all of us got the title to be his children.
所以我们上一次听到徐牧师的信息的时候，我们看见说哈拿的那个苦难。
So last time Pastor Xu was giving the message and we can see the distress of Hannah.
哈拿的那个苦难，他是从哪里来呢
？So where did Hannah's distress come from？
我们总是以为看见说他因为他不会生孩子，然后另外那个另外一个这个对头在那边。来攻击他。
So we could have been just focusing that Hannah could not bear child, but the other wife would just attack her via this.
他那个苦难是从神那个交通来的。
Her distress came from her fellowship with the Lord.
因为神心中的一个苦难。
That was the distress from Lord Himself.
所以我们心中那个苦难是从神那里来的。
So our distress in our heart came from our Lord.
因为这一个原因，所以呢，哈娜一直想要有一个儿子。
Just because of Hannah just wished so long to have a child.
因为这一个孩子是关乎到神的旨意。
Because this son was about the will of the Lord.
所以你看见哈娜整个的背景是在四世纪那个可怕的背景的底下。
So you can see the background of Hannah was imagining the mistress in the Judges.
所以你就看见说那个时代的里面，那个人是那他们，因为他们那个时候四世纪告诉我们，他们当中没有王，个人是任意而行。他们没有王。
没有王 ，OK。Oh, so in the days of Judges, there was no king, so people just did things based on their own wills.
所以你就看见，在以色列百姓当中，神的旨意就变得非常的模糊。
And it was not clear to see Lord's will.
我们也看见，在那个时代的里面，会幕那里那个灯火还是那个灯还是暗的，不是那么明的。
And we can see in the days of the Judges in the tabernacle, the lamp, the light was not quite clear and bright.
但是感谢主，你看见从哈娜那个苦难最后产生了撒母耳。
But we can tell that from the distress of Hannah, we get to see Samuel.
因为那个苦难，他就在神面前祷告。
Because of this distress, she prayed in front of the Lord.
撒母耳出生的时候是带进那个国度的。
And by the time Samuel was born, he brought in the kingdom.
是把整个四世纪那个局面，神要把它破，要把它打破的。
He broke and transformed the whole the situation in the Judges' days.
所以我们看见从撒母耳就引进那个我们知道在四世纪的里面，祭司的职分已经失去他的功用。
So with the birth of Samuel, really the judges and they start to lose their functions.
那么撒母耳起来的时候就引进先知的职分。
And Samuel introduced the roles of prophets.
从先知的职分带出君王的职分。
And from prophets, they introduced the king.
所以你看见神的旨意这条线，你就看见中间就看见这条线是非常清楚的。
And you can see the flow line of God's will. It is very clear as it revealed to us.
就看见说神工作的法则是照着他旨意的喜悦往前。
And you can tell the principle how Lord worked is truly based on His will.
然后你就从这个撒母耳就引出这个大卫王。
And then Samuel introduced King of David.
我们知道在大卫之前，扫罗他也做王四十年。
So before David, Saul was also in the throne for 40 years.
那么扫罗做王的时候，他从来没有去想到要把耶路撒冷把他拉下来。
But he never thought about conquering Jerusalem.
他也从来没有想过为神来建造神的殿。
He never thought of building a temple for Lord.
只有大卫兴起来的时候，他第一件事情就是要把耶路撒冷给拿下来。
Only David got this desire when he became the king.
而且他要在这个地方，他知道要建造神的殿。
And he knew he would want to build a temple for Lord.
所以我们看见曾经有这么讲过，讲到我们知道说这个有人是这么讲的哈，会幕是神的意念，神的启示。
So some people say that the tabernacle is the revelation from our Lord.
在神的心中的意念哈，然后神就启示摩西，然后他讲到圣殿是人的意念。
And the temple is people's will.
因为大卫起义要建造神的殿。
Because David initiated the plan to build a temple.
但是大卫起那个意念，那个意念不是从大卫自己来的。
But that will did not really come from David himself.
所以会幕怎样是代表是神的意念，圣殿也照样代表是神的意念。
So how this tabernacle represent Lord's will, how the temple would also represent the same way.
所以当大卫他在这个诗篇132篇那里，对不起，我打开圣经，我读一下。诗篇132篇第一节，耶和华求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
Yeah, Lord, remember David and all his self-denial.
他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿说
he swore an oath to the Lord and he made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob.
我不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
I will not enter my house nor go to my bed.
我不能我的眼睛睡觉，也不能我的眼目打盹。
I will allow no sleep to my eyes and slumber to my eyelids.
只等到我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
所以大卫有一个苦难。
So David had a distress.
那个苦难是从神来的。
And that came from the Lord.
因为苦难并不，如果苦难本身的话，它如果只是苦难的话，就没有意义。
Well, if distress just distress itself, it didn't mean anything.
但是那个苦难是带出那个果效。
But that distress introduced the
那一个所带进来的话是一个荣耀的。
What the distress brought is glory.
所以从这个里面就看见说，神就开始定义要建造神的，大卫就开始定义要建造神的殿。
And that was why David was determined to build a temple.
他就为着神的殿就预备了许多的材料。
He prepared all the materials.
而且他在快要过世以前，他就把这个圣殿，这个整在历代志28章很清楚告诉我们，这个整个圣殿的蓝图是神用他的手亲手画出来的，那个圣殿的样式、房屋、走廊，每一个细节都是神亲手画出来给大卫的。
And Ruth, before David was about to pass away, he shared the blueprint that he got revealed from Lord himself.
给我们看见说，会幕是预表这个教会在时间中的那一个时间中的那一个彰显。
So the tabernacle really reveal how churches reveal in the journey of the town of times over time.
在时间中，然后圣殿就是代表教会在远世里面的荣耀。
So the temple really represents the glory in the eternity.
对，你看，就给我们看见说，不管是会幕也好，是圣殿也好，它都是从神的启示来的，不是从人的意念来的。
So both the tabernacle as well as the temple, we can see it was revealed from the Lord. It is not from our own initiation.
我交通这两个点，就是一面给我们让我们看见说，神工作，他不是凭着他自己的高兴。他限制在他的旨意的里面。
So again, the things I fellowship just to say that Lord did not work based on his own mood, but he has his own will.
换句话说，神在他的旨意之外没有工作。
In another word, there's no work by Lord outside of his own will.
也给我们看见，最终你看见说，当从撒母耳然后带出这个大卫的时候，就带出那个圣殿，那个圣殿仍然是神的启示，神的意念。
So starting from Samuel, he introduced David, and David introduced the temple, and we can see all the glory just continue to reveal.
所以我们要记住，不是说会幕是神的启示、神的意念，圣殿却是人的意念，这个讲法是错的。
So we should not say like the tabernacle is the revelation from the Lord, but the temple is our own initiation. That is not correct.
我们感谢主，我们的神他定下的旨意一定会成就的。
And we're grateful that His will be fulfilled.
倘若我们今天神，我们弟兄姐妹心中顾念到神的家。
So if we think about our home,
你不难，你会发现你心中会有苦难。
It's not going to take you long to know that you would have distress in your heart.
因为神是何等爱慕他的家。
Because Lord loves His house so much.
你爱神的家吗？
Do we love our house?
因为我们知道，当神的儿女，不管在旧约的先知耶利米也好，尼西米也好，还是哈拿也好，你看见说他们都从神那里把神的那心中的苦难那个交通把它接过来。
And we can tell that prophets from the old prophets took the stresses out from Lord.To themselves.
但是在这一切的苦难的里面，它是有意义的。
But this distress did have significance on them.
倘若你我是因为神的旨意，因为神的家，我们心中有一个苦难。
If we get our distress in our heart because of this house, because of the Lord,
那个苦难要把我们带进那个荣耀的国度。
That is the distress is going to take us to glory.
啊，我想我的分享就在这里。
That's my sharing today.
希望弟兄姐妹抓紧紧记住这两个点：神在他的旨意之外没有工作，神的意念，所有神家中的一切的工作都是从他的意念开始的。
So let's hold this tight again that Lord is not going to do anything outside his will. Everything is based on that principle.
背书背圣经正是最好的时间。像我们张弟兄，我们是前靴后忘记，已经到了这个地步了。有的时候戴了眼镜找眼镜，常常发生这种事情。就是我们现在，但是我自己也不感觉到什么很糟糕，因为我们到这个年龄，机能是慢慢的衰退，要认识到这一点。
I wanted to chime in what Li Hong shared that I think it's a really good timing for them to memorize the books, the Bible. For our age, it's so hard to do. Whatever we read, we forget it right away, and our eyes just don't function well.
我现在重点的还是讲我们要感恩。
We should give thanks.
大家都知道，原主是一个非常好的姐妹。他现在在纽泽西一定听到我的这个见证。
他
到那边去了已经快两个月了。
Pearl is in New Jersey, has been there for 2 months.
他这个在这儿的生活大家都知道，几乎每一天都要往外面。除了自己家里的事，他对朋友、对弟兄姐妹的关心，那我们是数不胜数的，总是一天要出去好几次的，很少在家里面的。
We know her so well when she was here, she would not just stay home, and she just outpour her love to all of us.
可是她现在到纽约西州给儿子和媳妇带贝贝，又是在冬天，根本不能出门。
But now she's on the East Coast and taking care of her granddaughter, and she cannot leave her house.
而且带小贝贝呢，是按照儿子和媳妇的那个要求，书上的要求来一步一步的做的。
And to take care of the granddaughter based on what she was told.
所以人们常讲，第一个按照猪来养，第二个就按照猪来养。
That's why there's a saying to raise your first one according to what experts say, but the second one do whatever.
可能一步一步的按照猪来那么样养，我们也没有见过这样的事情，那他只能这样子做。
Well, it's going to be hard to follow the book.
所以呢，他在那边，我知道他比较寂寞。我每一天给他一个早安，每一天给他发一个早安。
So I send her good morning every day.
每一天发早安呢，有一次呢，就发到一个是12月的最后一天，马上就是要有一个新的十二月最后一天。
十一月最后一天，
那现在我们是十二月了，哎，他好，十一月的最后一天，马上十二月来了，对。
So I sent her a message end of November.
结果他就给我回了一个微信，他说：“哎呀，很感叹，怎么时间过得这么快，好像有点很惊讶的样子。”
She replied and like time really fly.
我就给他回一个微信，我说：“我们在主里面有爱，有平安，有喜乐，所以这个日子你觉得快。”如果我们现在在苦难中，在寒冷中，在天还没亮的时候，你一定盼望黎明快点来，就日子觉得很慢。
I wrote back to her because we have joy, so every day we feel like time flies. But if we really live in distress, you would feel like each day would be long.
她说也是的。我说我要不是为了带小女儿的孩子，我说我可能老徐不大会到美国来。
I kind of knew her feel. If we were not supposed to take care of our grandchildren's sons, we probably would not be coming here.
后来原主马上给我一个回信，他你如果不来美国，你不会信主。
And Pearl replied me, if you did not come here, you would never have known Jesus.
我说是千真万确的。
That was so true.
因为在上海的时候，我根本不知道有圣经，也不知道有教堂、有教会，没有一个周围的人是基督徒。
When I was living in China, I never heard about the Bible, never heard about a church, I never encountered a Christian.
所以我就讲到，我们虽然美国现在经济各方面都很不好，和十几年前不一样，但是我们在主里面真是在幸福之中。
So even though this country is going downwards,
千真万确的
in him we have joy.
我举一个例子，我的好同事现在也80多岁了，他是有前列腺癌。
在中国吗？
在中国，在上海。
I had a coworker. He is in his 80s. He has pancreas.
他在跟我联系当中啊，他说到哪个医院哪个医院看，后来呢，医院看过以后就给他一个呢叫安宁，叫做安静的这个病房，就是不给你药，他也不是到死了，不像我们这儿的，就是不给药，就让你慢慢的休息这个病。
不是临终关怀，
不是临终关怀，就是到一个安静的那个医院去。
Well, he visited different hospitals, even though he was not giving the hospice care, but he was just giving a quiet room to keep him comfort.
这个医院呢，就是在我们普陀区的旁边长宁医院，我们以前是没有的，现在有新的花样翻新的嘛，各种各样的都来了。
So this hospital was near where grandma was living before.
他进去以后呢，是不用药。不做 X 光，不做其他的，就是你好好的休息。
So that hospital did not give any treatment, but just keep you comfort.
结果呢，他进去以后呢，做 X 光，照什么好多东西，还有呢，做那个 MRI， 就是叫什么英文中文？
核磁共振，
给他做了很多，那当然要钱了。他就跟那个医生讲。你们叫我来的这个医院是别的医院派我到这儿来是安静的休息的，并不要做这一些的许多多多的手术嘛，但是你们现在怎么给我这么多呢？
So he was sent to that hospital supposed to just rest there, but he was given the x-ray, the MRI, everything.
我这个同事呢，他提出意见出来，一提出这个意见一个叫你滚蛋，你不要住了，就这样的。
But when he was asked the question to his doctor, he was kicked out of the hospital.
后来我就跟他讲，我说你既然安静休息，你是在家里嘛，你为什么要到这个医院里？到这个医院里他就要你的钱呢，掐取你的钱，这样钱那样钱都要要你要钱嘛。现在国内大家，我这个医院我也没听见过，现在是新建立的。
So I told him, if you were just supposed to rest, why don't you go home?
我在谈到这个事情的时候，就想到。我在上海的时候，每一次回去探亲一个月的时候，我就跟徐弟兄讲：“哎呦，快点回去吧，快点回去吧。”就是那种心情的压抑，没有自己过得不是跟大家弟兄姐妹在一起。所以刚刚圣明那个主永远不变，不管世界怎么变化，主永远在我们心中他是不变的。
So every time I visit back China with my husband, even before end of the visit, I always.Told my husband I wanted to go back to USA.
所以我来到美国，主拣选我，我很感谢主。
So I was chosen by Lord after I came here. I have been so grateful.
有的时候我在谈到之后，还要想到我一个同班同学。
I also have a classmate.
我们那时候55年进华师大的时候，小班是27个人。
We went to our college when we were young.
27个人。
27 in our college class.
这里面有一个比我们都小，他叫徐寿虎，他属虎的。
There was one student who was the youngest one in our class.
一般都是18岁进大学，对吧？他是比我们小2岁吧？属虎是不是小两岁
？Usually we enter college by age 18. He was like 2 years younger, and he was called Tiger.
他是非常很帅的一个青年人
，a handsome looking guy。
后来在五七年反右的时候
，so in 1957， in that movement，
他是就是很会画画
，he was an artist。
那么有的高年级同学写文章，那时候党叫大家提意见，这个大家能听得懂的。叫他就画一点画在旁边。
So some people were writing an article, and he just illustrated a little bit.
我在这儿讲，可能很多人都不知道了。那国内的大名大放是党叫大家大名大放，所谓大名大放就是叫你提意见的。
If you do not quite know, that was really just get your voice heard.
他仅仅是给人家画了一点画。
He only illustrated a little bit on the article.
最后就打成邮派了。
And then he was
大家都不知道打成右派那个日子是怎么过的。右派知道吧？
He was persecuted. And you would not.
后来呢？到整个的过程中，他就是在劳动了，就带到大家一起去劳动。五八年的时候，然后呢，像他这样的，他就永远不能教语文。
So he was sent to a camp to just labor every day, and he
would
not be entitled to teach.
因为我们是中文系啊，出来是教语文的，语文和政治紧密的相连。
Oh, because we major in the Chinese language, and you need to have very good political understanding.
这个徐寿虎同学就分到川沙教体育。
Then he was sent to somewhere to teach sports.
就是完全学不能自用的。
And that was not his major.
后来在川沙地呢，他就找到一个农民结婚了。
And he married someone from a farm.
到文化大革命的时候又搞他了。
And when the revolution,
他很比我们小两岁，又搞他。
He was persecuted again later on.
搞他就整他的时候，一点人都没有自尊心了。
Well, he was persecuted in a way that.We would not imagine it.
我从郑州回上海探亲的时候，我一个化学系和我们两个人拿一个棍子挑了三只西瓜。
When I was in China, we picked three watermelons with that paring pole.
那个郑州的西瓜是非常大的。
Watermelon in 郑州 was so good.
我们在上海的时候没见过，当然到美国都是大西瓜，在郑州那么大西瓜，后来到。过铁路的时候，一个西瓜就打烂了。
And we were crossing a rail.
打烂以后呢
？We broke one.
我们就拿上来请大家吃，另外两只西瓜就带回去。
So we took the broken one, start to share with people.
带回去以后呢，那个化学系的同学就给化学，我呢就给中文系半只，徐弟兄的物理系呢半只。
So I got one watermelon share with my Chinese language department, the other with my husband's department.
那半只的时候呢，我们就把川沙的还有我们老同学集中在一个同学家里面一起来吃，还在一起。他后来生了一男一女的孩子也带来了，非常好看。
So we gathered at this classmate's home and we saw their children.
到文化大革命大大的整他的时候呢？他就和他太太商量，这个事情是我们后来知道的。他邻居说，他说他准备走了，不能再活了。
And when they were persecuted again, they really lost the desire to live more.
他就把煤气灶的那个门窗全部用毛巾把它这个蒙起来。
So they sealed the window with all towels.
这个徐寿虎和他的太太还有一对儿女就这么去世了。
And they turned on the gas and chose to leave the world.
我就是现在生活在这样的好的环境里面，我常常想到他。
I often recall that bad picture image.
感谢主，我们在主里面真的是非常幸福的，我们要时时的感恩。
Thank you, Lord. We are in Him. We want to give thanks often.
我们更爱主，更相信主，更侍奉主。
The more thanks we give, the more we believe, the more we want to serve.
谢谢大家。